Showed you Clare Gael, the smiley I'm sure is your. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
This programme is called Clare Gael, in which, come as a verl, as well as the English language, Clare you pert Jane Gill. Yes, you'll also hear something of the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Valling, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Durish, we hear of a tragic incident which led to the loss of life in 1873, also led to further repercussions in the town of Douglas. We trace the course of events that led up to this and what happened afterwards. Tanacht an leshechi ons na Shelley, tan rod an ustia nag an ullion a bedan, fergits a tai beder, as ta fisega, de vel toad rairish bedras. Ach, tan rod an ustia liga air, de veli djerkl rish feis liorish toad er a chushen. Last time we heard an all too brief part of an instrumental version of Elian Vanin in an arrangement by John Kinley for Russian Silver Band, and so I thought we'd start with it this time. Tashu geishach rish radio vanin, stashu na nashun, skeliena wustulish, Elian Vanin. Russian Silver Band playing John Kinley's arrangement of Ellen Fanning. Despite the fact that Sir William Hillary had conceived the idea for establishing the National Institution for the Preservation of Life from Shipwreck, later renamed the RNLI, while resident in Douglas, on Sir William's death in 1847, the Douglas lifeboat soon went downhill without his driving force. By 1851, a special committee of the RNLI described the Douglas lifeboat as unserviceable. A lifeboat intended for Douglas was built in 1853, but never came on station. In 1855, the RNLI again declared an interest in re-establishing the lifeboat station in Douglas. The inspector of lifeboats visited several sites, whilst residents of Douglas began raising funds to provide a boathouse. The funds were overseen by Samuel Harris, who was an advocate and who went on to become the first chairman of the Douglas Town Commissioners when they were first elected in 1860, and he was later appointed as High Bailiff of Douglas. "Oh, fit bedrus," ran a toad bricious jack on, "a skoch wurege, gammon tutax on gillionae, remiliga leshen fodder edahenna. Vegach jumultre, shen mutte, te cororum ve try, fagin fully, gul yuish, as lishak fist sheve yuish, kya wulyun in breeze and ach shen, gin bun the bear. Hene, tamir jitter a rai heen, tan un hush uri de chow tre ons rechid ons de vioes. Te form cor a chujer margin fair emmas den chusho, as another macoil aris jane a blinten turn gyau ons far dale, as tan a lime a chul jumlet ons fritten. Ta merim roddy veen, as the caracur join, yes, my vechu chavi kinjal, inrichen chouds close in the stable, as nis you fagin the visra hagin you. Rare shen. Renne li jail the red gus close in the stable, as a rodden gaert air, lest dreach fi vrich reis jailach erneedanega. A song in Cornish now, written by John Robert King, performed by Janet Hodge, Sue Lumley and Mary Humphreys, with the Bullingy Troil Band.
Thank you.
The Bullingy Troil Band with John Robert King's song about Blind Man's Buff, Marach Dal. Unshen, tarnet mach as a tai feini as jach fo'n air, honigad, tai troilt gypsianach, solisach lesh noed, paintich bwi mor canary, as filosher and genion, as lesh quilan jurga. Shede, dame a toad, a lurgach and vi machelia, ze mudach a heen. She a vios on pecher be on sriachid, gint sus a harpeg shen. A red fein, a red moor jonach, a reist, a cajinist, na clayen, na crinconach. Campen, Belgian beg a cheera, Belgian moor a erd valgen. On shaw dew, sus a shulgus ball en yach elian merach. Troilt, cach le, sim, greisacha, a clen sail rod as oer na crwniad at a cynja cach le. As gaws yw tasta, sioch a cart sier jen so siof a er na chrogol er dyr yw, dyn a wyst a fer yr elier bi, tars yw stiach on as jis yw er na rechison, mis hyn rin a da flannol olyw sol a fe. Well, Samuel Harris also gives his name to the short Harris Promenade, where he had a house, and in fact where the lifeboat was also to find a house. However, that's rather jumping ahead. Douglas didn't have a lifeboat yet. An offer from a Manchester gentleman to provide one came to nothing when he decided to place the lifeboat in Abergele in Wales. However, a sum of money was received from another source in the Manchester area. This was called the Manchester and Salford Sunday School Lifeboat Fund, raised among the enthusiastic Christian community of the area. The fund provided £325, and £246 was used in building a lifeboat, with the rest of the money going towards her gear and equipment, which included a special launching carriage at a cost of £85. This would enable the lifeboat to be launched across the beach, with the lifeboatmen already aboard, with oars at the ready. And, for this lifeboat, a boathouse was built at a cost of £145 on the Harris Promenade at the corner of Church Road Marina. Music from a double track, José Ángel Hevia playing the low whistle and also the Asturian bagpipes there with some gaviotes from Asturias, his brother Miguel on the drums. As showed you the jar of Stasiun the Nasiun Radio Vanning, as Cartnish Stasiun Geisha Chris Claire Nagail, Miss Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
There were objections from residents and hoteliers to the building of this boathouse on the Harris Promenade at the corner of Church Road Marina about losing the sea view. Nevertheless, provision of the lifeboat station went ahead, because nobody could fault the aim and purpose of the venture. With the new lifeboat station built, the new lifeboat was processed through the streets... With the new lifeboat station built, the new lifeboat was processed through the streets of Salford, pulled by six horses to Peel Park, where about 10,000 Sunday school children were gathered to see the naming ceremony. The lifeboat was christened the Manchester and Salford Sunday Schools, and next day it was brought to Douglas on board the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company sailing. The honorary secretary of the new lifeboat station was Mr. D. Lewin, and the first coxswain was Robert Curfee. In 1972, William Curfee took over as coxswain. However, his tenure of office was to be only 10 months, because he went on to resign as a matter of principle. Basim as grisach a fivur ag a chiachan, as daire ersen da gian susna grisen, as stiach uns chaustai a tai troilt. Ren a rodanach, stronach as haie a lauen da dauen uns na pogadan ega, as hanias an inid ega. Ve da jaru fi chumar a sour, skelun an cadli bega, bur beg va fila susna in wala, Coira Seymour Cogri, Cuberton, Skelwyn Lior, Clain Ushag as Ushagon, as Puch, Panachan, Pudgelan, as Curachan, Jada Chulli Woods as Horch. All you gent, as a toad the Barriachdach, as a tarn forged at Cubbert. Mort as you fagin, Brishtigan, Fail him and on spot, sardinen, the chulliu ridodach o'r riu giri. Os ti'n sôd o'n sio, tom beg o'n sien, pebers o'n sgriwnen, bagwn, sŵ, curtain, as dŵr o denen. Nis yw feddyn mach gaw ei les chaws fad gul sys na grisyn. Nis yw feddyn mach na fel fegr fe gyrwydyd, treta sy'n gol toiach fas the jiw. Now, Scottish singer Maggie McInnes, Maggie McInnes, is joined by Ali Napier, the children Ruri and Callum Park, and children of the Bunscoil Gaelic Glasgow for a walking song, Gramish Ha for Eishlan.
Bear the
horn, oh, good.
Maggie McInnish, lamenting being sent from rural life to school in Edinburgh. Gau molestiol, as a rodden the mall, chaws fi caidnia straw. Ach, ren mi clash nu grey riddenach mechion, shin, as goil toyach, as faster dew. Catnish machan roddy vi mean as a toad sled nachinach, the gout toyach the lort on sor shen the ach fur as aurasach, no de vel fissed, de vel fe morchit. Chynod ei fe jint y fod yn sgwlin ei dy gwys. Mas o, dich er mo rechit mysailt, as na jyn ar gen. Sien dyn rhaid na fod ym syrl. Haf nel ei ffod son sigrys, tan ach dyn sy tian ia wyn dri ed olyw na le yn ed, as jyn o feg ach bech o'n tol sy frw, as gom o gyd o'n bedd yn fel. Ta mi giri jyn dot y seil, ta mi son jyn o bech jyla. Skumma shen, as a rodden de stern eishach, ha nel mi son chit as shen e, as te foam tanacht an les mechian awin, as bech uns tol, as gom agit uns beden, mar tami riu an yunu. William Curfee, the second coxswain's view, was that the lifeboat house on the Harris Promenade was in the wrong place. His stated opinion was that the lifeboat ought to be launched into the harbour, so that it could get properly afloat with the crew settled at their stations within the sheltered waters, ready to tackle the wilder waters of the storm-tossed bay. The problem with the position at the Harris Promenade was that they were trying to launch the lifeboat against the force of the water and storm, which was the worst, driving that way from the east into the bay. William Curfee's resignation as coxswain of the Douglas lifeboat was a reaction, particularly to an incident which took place in 1873. At about 2 o'clock on the afternoon of the 13th of September, a smack called the Hero had set sail from Douglas to go to Maryport. After the Hero had set sail, a storm unexpectedly and quite quickly blew up. By the time the Hero was off Laxey, her mainsail was torn away, so those on board decided that the best course of action was to run for Douglas again. Now this is a very well-known Welsh traditional song, Cariad Cywir, performed by the band Pigyn Clist. A song associated with the area around Aberystwyth, Cariad Cywir, performed by Piggin Clist. It's a song of unrequited love. The opening of the Victoria Pier in Douglas in 1872 had been a boon, not only in giving a deeper water berth, but because it was built partly on the dangerous Pollock Rocks, which previously had made the mouth of Douglas Harbour so dangerously. Unfortunately, now, in the dark, stormy night, the hero crew were confused by the lights, and they struck against the harbour entrance. Two men were swept away, and they were drowned. Another man tied himself to a cleat so that he could float clear. Unfortunately, the cleat turned upside down, so that he was held under the water, and he was drowned too. With the wreck of the hero having taken place at the mouth of the harbour, the expectation was that the rescue should have been relatively easy. However, the rocket brigade, they were the ones who fired rockets with lines attached over stricken vessels so that the lines could be secured and people taken off by Breeches Boy, the rocket brigade complained that their work was hampered by the large crowd of people who congregated on the quayside to get a view. As na smoona shen, ni kirchen shadow merem as near na rithin cheddan as mish, nach jinnu kirchen. Son Sigurus is a kirch and the lyalach. Nim shadu mert the brech, Rodden, as nutau grain e tachert, shen mer bee. Yai shen the zulu, fuddy the bech air vei, vine hunte shen. Well, sport my the lure tau tiggle. Dortain yis the me and dach. Kirchen bach. Van vei the horsen dena, na ridchon no de as ho greasy. As a miolach van reet shoji. As veer jit de veons grairish a charche de canary as ulu in chully vegege. Honnick a rothen of a gultrud na enyen ege, as rene leista. Ve cor dui de mollus lai, as ve ele ege er a chirchen, as yinach e bunnus veger be de chulina a yirien. Ve toad jin ern an yistjau de gear. Tarsus jach on de goil bit de herbal as eschen, de diplomach, as nimut lort machion ege. Now, the Ballymun Regatta was written by Bill Whelan and Donald Lunny for the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest Interval Act, originally played by Planksty as part of their time dance medley. But Bill Whelan later used the same tune as part of his Seville Suite, and it's played here by Bill Whelan and Donald Lunny with Liam O'Flynn and Andy Irvine. composers of the piece, Bill Whelan and Donald Lunny, joined by Liam O'Flynn and Andy Irvine for that slip jig, the Ballymun Regatta. Stasiun the Nashun, Shen Radio Vanning, as she clan a gale to the clash in Cartnish, she Robert Cutin Carswell to Nenamorum, Robert the Carslach Mutter.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And no fame reich a veg the Syrach. The duch is ach scum a lamps on Sreichit. And no geary ach the chor tatis Jewish McHurgin. Cow lane uns kunales sly elia, Shen the motto ems a vey shaw. Cows for Goyle Kerbel, for Toad, for Fivai the Duchesach, we have a little. Cows for Goyle Kerbel, for Fivai the Duchesach, more for you the Hulurid Elion's Halia Toad. Hrenna Toad a corkit desen heen, ginu mor bailis. Gin scanch den rodden, gawe toyach der clay er a chirchen, yau clayach de trishalid, more de berge clay er clasach. Jane Duchus egen a vech pleitach, as a shielten is egen riu goil mainsherach ersen, renne seilsich a mach jollo jay tachert and kummersach a torus, as na bogachen jane ve fein, as chowna regia, ons dechen go brioil, dover den chirchen tanachten na heis a cherege, kunta grisige. Ons act enjach, de leer, ve jean de ve kush rechich hanna lorish ulu en truurjau, de rauwe turris cordage. With the crowd of spectators on the quayside, one member of the rocket brigade was even punched by a bystander who didn't want to give up his grandstand position by letting the rocket brigade through. Meanwhile, the Manchester and Salford Sunday Schools was attempting to launch from the Harris Promenade. But its launch was delayed by the storm and didn't get close enough to be of use by the time that the surviving members of the hero crew had been helped ashore. William Curfey's view had been vindicated, and that was the reason for his resignation. The death of three people in a wreck when the launch of Douglas Lightboat had been so difficult and delayed that it didn't arrive in time to be of assistance. The three men who'd been lost in the wreck of the Smack, the small sailing vessel called the Hero, were not regular crew members, they were from Cumberland. I'm not sure if they found that the Hero was just about to set off for Maryport or whether they'd chartered a passage on the Hero to take them there from Douglas. This is Louis Capard, and he's singing about his mother, Marie-Jean-Gabrielle. In fact, her name was Marie-Jean-Gabrielle, Marie-Jeanne-Gabrielle Le Mortelègue, and her life, and he's singing about her life and upbringing on the Breton island, Ennesun, the Ile de Seine, which is about 5 miles out in the Atlantic from the northwest coast of Brittany.
Marie-Jeanne Gabrielle, entre la mer et le ciel, battue par tous les vents au ras de l'océan, ton pays s'est endormi. Sur de belles légendes illuminant son histoire, gravées dans la mémoire des femmes qui attendent les marins d'île de Saint. Raconte-nous l'enfant que tu étais, courant du sable fin aux galets. Parle-nous de ces jeunes gens sautant les feux de la Saint-Jean. On pouvait croire au paradis en ce pays. Chante-nous si tu t'en souviens pour passer le ras de Saint, le cantique à Sainte-Marie qu'on ne chante qu'ici. Marie-Jeanne Gabrielle, entre la mer et le ciel, battue par tous les vents au ras de l'océan, ton pays s'est endormi. Sur de belles légendes illuminant son histoire, gravées dans la mémoire des femmes qui attendent les marins d'île de Saint. La peine et l'ennui de l'automne à l'été, on ne vit qu'au rythme des marées. De la naissance au grand sommeil règne le flambeau de la vieille. On mêle la cannelle au parfum des chandelles. On dira pour embarrasser la mort, joie au trépassé, car sur cette terre fidèle, les âmes vont au ciel.
Marie, Jeanne, Gabriel, entre la mer et le ciel, battu par tous les vents, au ras de l'océan, ton pays s'est endormi. Sur de belles légendes illuminant son histoire, gravées dans la mémoire des femmes qui attendent les marins, l'île de Saint. Quand le jour s'achève au-dessus de la grève, sur la pierre écorchée de l'île, on croit voir au fond de la brume comme des feux qu'on allume, ou la barque ensorcelée qui apparaît menaçante. Elle vient jeter la peur sur les naufragés, le noir habille la vie des femmes du pays. Marie, Jeanne, Gabrielle, entre la mer et le ciel, battu par tous les vents, au ras de l'océan, ton pays s'est endormi. Sur de belles légendes illuminant son histoire, gravées dans la mémoire des femmes qui attendent les marins, l'île de Saint. La vie a changé sur le court chemin du Nérote à Saint-Corentin. On ne reste plus très longtemps isolé du continent, même les anciens ne reviennent qu'au printemps. Et la mer a tourné le dos aux pêcheurs des temps nouveaux, elle entraînera les marins loin de l'île de Saint. Marie, Jeanne, Gabriel, entre la mer et le ciel, battu par tous les vents, au ras de l'océan, ton pays s'est endormi. Il garde son histoire au plus profond des mémoires, et l'on dit à Paris qu'il est beau le pays des marins, l'île de Saint.
Louis Capard and his, I think it was a poem set to music about his mother Marie-Jeanne Gabrielle and her life on the Île de Seine, the Ennez Sun, as I say, about 5 miles out in the Atlantic from the northwest coast of Brittany. The three men had just arrived in Douglas on board an American ship coming in from Dalhousie in Nova Scotia in Canada. It was suggested that this had been a dry ship. In fact, what that means is no alcohol was used on board. And so the intimation was the three men had been making good this situation in the licensed premises of Douglas after landing and before setting sail that afternoon in the Hero to go to Maryport and to their homes in Cumberland. Well, that may, of course, have been a calumny, an unjustified slur. However, these were the three men who were lost. Two swept away, and the other drowned when what he thought would preserve his life had overturned and held him down under the water instead. The wreck of the smack, the Hero, which brought about the death of these three men from Cumberland, and which also had also the effect of bringing about the resignation of William Kirby, the Douglas lifeboat coxswain. As Renner Rodden, Gerd yr awyn iaw Higrits yn Aignega, Ligid yn dwy ysega rael nain y plaint yn persoonach ega. Hynodach ei swrl molla y gheach ara fy hana goch the down yn sgeimyn ys ryddyn fy jyrgl rys as planol mach achter lle dy chiaw dach le rys cius dy chiach di yn sytrer y chyd. Trefad dy bolach yrlw ren y tod bariachtach li jail y chwmregan y red gos y ffadag as hwgeiad dy hert yn y sian chabl glas fy er na chorlio'r ish tod gyn corl y hir y Jason gos yn ofers Jonis y twrs den y Jonach sio. Sier lesion dy ffyrniach fan ffadag as stoli dy lŵr fy tert neu. Edder yn dech rei ren tod pagl na cwbod yn ir yn ysgenna les ryd yn ffe moel, ys ren ei croch y pogach yn strona, lŷn tîn yn donysyn, barth yn dych reich, ys basgyd yn fai bwn na chard. Fe iera, fan cabl er yn herdyn, ys greit, ys ren y dim imiach roes, olyw lort ag yn hwn tre, dach bech edda trogarach ag liadu a chard, na sai er lorg a chard, rer yn aignega. Oh, we heard one song of Unrequited Love a little earlier. This is one now written by Annie Kizik and sung by Kirjan Kujach. Gow and bear glass, take the green way.
Thank you.
Cujan Cujach and Andy Kizak's song Gowan Bear Glass. She fasta royal von. Smay a sayach for Sora John Renan Brebblesus. Mach as gerichen mess jach dach chower red, ren ushagan gerim as feathernach oru de ginnel. Ren troilty dewy, chows vad gul shaok cor le mai oru. Na hugad stap borws yn hun, dy greu rhen jesmychion na char deelynog. As rhen cwnion, nyn sai eg na doros yn tosioc ond na claen, cwmwl sws na meg yn tosioc, as dwrdad, she banny me. Well, William Kirby resigned as coxswain of the Douglas Lifeboat because he believed strongly that the Douglas Lifeboat House below Church Road on the Harris Promenade was in the wrong place, and that the difficulty in launching directly into the rough storm waters had delayed the lifeboat and had directly led to the death of those three men. The sad wreck of the Hero took place on the 13th of September in the year 1873. As the jar of shenay was clair na gaelach i'r tio, as the chorcion er a clair ar sulian ma yas gus a fritain. Well, we're closing with music by Breton band Fors Penaus with some polkas, but in fact they finish off with a well-known Irish one. As Maso Chenelli och Ermahon de Chorcion er Clare Shaw, and so now from Clairnegale this time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Ivan Macrieri was Orserlier, as my Yerian shared you will you.